This podcast is intended for adults 18 years and up. There is explicit language and topics are sexual in nature. These thoughts are my own and not any group, employer, or other individuals. I am not a sex therapist, and content is purely for informational and entertainment purposes. Keep listening for one woman's point of view. Hey, hey, sexy people! It's M, and I'm your host of Boudoir and Bourbon. And guess what? This is our first motherfucking episode! Get excited! I am so fucking excited for this. This has been on my mind for a year or two, and I was just way too much of a pussy to do this. But I will say, it's super fucking hard to listen to yourself talk. And then I sit here and think about it. This is what my husband hears every single day. But it'll get better, I promise. It's not going to be perfect, so lower that motherfucking bar and your expectations. And pour yourself a drink, because that'll help too. I want this podcast to be kind of like a raw, unfiltered story time of sorts, I guess. A little bit about me. I have a really fucking hard time making female friends. That is definitely multifactorial. There's many reasons. But I think a huge part of that is because I love the awkward. I love the uncomfortable. I'm really not scared to talk about anything. And I think that we should be talking about everything. But not everybody's like that. I love talking about sex. I'm super fucking blunt. But for many people, sex is very uncomfortable to verbalize, talk about. If these words bother you, you probably should hit pause and think about if you want to listen. But dick, reverse cowgirl, kink, clam slam, teabag, all those things. We're going to be talking about everything. Nothing is off limits here. I fucking love the uncomfortable. I think it's an opportunity to test our boundaries. And it's an opportunity to learn. Because you never know what you're going to like. And which sometimes can be kind of difficult. Because my husband, he's a little bit different than me. Mr. M, he's very introverted. Introverted, I guess, when it comes to talking about this stuff. Extroverted in every other way. But introverted when it comes to talking about sex. So you can imagine what he thinks about half the shit I say. And you'll actually get to hear what he thinks because he'll be on many, many episodes. Many, many episodes. So this episode, basically, nothing real crazy. I just want to basically tell you who the fuck I am and why the fuck you should listen, I guess. In case you haven't figured out, you might want to put the kids to bed, maybe put some headphones on, or maybe pull up a chair for your significant other and give it a listen. I guess let's just get right into it. About me, I am a 30-something-year-old woman, just scooting along in life, trying to do whatever I can to pay bills. Work, be a wife, be a mother, be a daughter, be this, be that. Rah, rah, rah. We all know that the list goes on and on. I am absolutely nothing special. Just superwoman, like all you boss-ass babes. That's what I like to tell myself anyways. And I feel like as women, we wear all these hats. And not to say men don't, because they absolutely do. Their hats are just a little bit different than ours. But all these hats that we wear kind of determine what we are, what everybody sees us as, It gives us these labels. I'm wearing the mom hat today. Whatever it might be. I'm wearing the chef hat today. I'm wearing the maid hat today. There's just so many. But honestly, I'm done caring about what I am. I think the important question to ask ourselves is, who the fuck are we? And what are we passionate about? Not what, but who. I think kind of simple answer for me is, and over the past maybe like 5 years or so, the answer came to me very slowly, but I'm passionate about sex. Sex, sex, sex. Well, sex, love, and all things, absolutely, punk rock and roll and all that shit. But basically, not to get all deep in shit, but I've grown tired of pretending that I'm a robot, that I don't have needs, wants, feelings, emotions. I'm tired of kind of catering to a life that society wants me to have, when society really doesn't know or care that I exist. Sounds super fucking dramatic, but you'll learn. I'm pretty dramatic. I'm here, but I'm here now, and hear me fucking roar. I am not cookie cutter. I am not traditional, and I've always seen that as a negative thing, so I'm flipping the switch now, and I'm just me. That's who I am. I'm just fucking me. Let's back up just a little bit. Just a quick history lesson about M. I was born in, you could tell just by the way I say that, in boring, BFE, small town, California. Typical small town, everybody knows everyone's business, everyone's trying to keep up with the Joneses, everybody loves to gossip, talk shit, no one's got anything better to do. But in all reality, like, you couldn't even take a fucking shit without somebody knowing how many squares you used to wipe that pretty ass of yours. Everybody had to know everything. And with that comes along, it was super fucking clicky. Growing up, I had an absolutely wonderful life. But we weren't rich. We didn't have a hell of a lot of money. My parents busted their asses for everything that we had. I had a good core group of girlfriends. We were all super close through middle school, high school. With that being said, I was a little bit different. I was still kind of on the outside of that group. I was always stuck in my own head. I was the thinker. I was always that nerdy girl that matched her stupid fucking rubber bands on her braces to her Dickies and Converse, black eyeliner, all that jazz. I was trying to rebel against all things normal. I didn't want to look like anybody else. I didn't want to talk like anybody else, think like anybody else. But that's part of all teenagers, kind of, as I'm raising one now. But trying to find ourselves a little bit. But newsflash, nobody finds themselves, in my opinion, until your 30s. At least that's how it happened with me. I am so fucking grateful for my 30s. But as a teenager, anyways, I always said that I didn't give two fucks about what people think, which probably wasn't true looking back. I actually really gave a damn what people thought way too much. I was just super afraid to be my own person. Even though on the outside I looked different, I didn't want to have to verbalize anything or sugarcoat anything that came out of my mouth. The only thing that I can remember that kind of goes against the grain, I had the mouth of a goddamn sailor, and I still have that, and that will never change. It's my way to express my emotion and my passion. And that's just me. But I did hang out. I was kind of a girly tomboy. I hung out with a small group of guys, I guess. But I was just really fascinated with how, with the difference between the male and female brain. You know, why is that guy the asshole that he is? Why is that girl the bitch that she is? Is it nature? Is it nurture? Why are we all so different? And why is that not okay? Which I commend myself for kind of thinking like that. It was the foundation of where I'm at today. But it definitely wasn't all punk rock, dances, young love, pep rallies, all that good stuff. And I don't know what kids do now, but all that good stuff that we think of when we're teens. My very first views on sex were born from trauma, which I won't get into right now. But as many women have been through that, especially in their teens, it's so fucking sad. But it was a night that definitely changed me forever, for the good and the bad. But it wasn't, probably mostly because of that, wasn't until my maybe like mid-20s that I viewed sex as an actual good thing. An actual good fucking thing that it is. There was always, before that, it always had a negative connotation in the back of my head. So, life happened. I had a baby. The best, scariest fucking day of my life. A beautiful little bundle of poop and joy. I was absolutely terrified and clueless. That diaper was the first diaper I had ever changed in my entire life. Who knew that babies could shit so much and so often? This, pretty much around this time, so I had my baby. I had just started kind of getting back out there. You know, I was a single mom. Dad wasn't there at this time. And then that's when I met Mr. M. Ugh, he was a tad bit older than me, just a tad, although he'll probably tell you that he is the same age as me, but he was so goddamn mysterious. He was different. I couldn't really pinpoint it, but he was just so different. I don't know, but I remember him telling me on one of our very first dates, and I hate this, but I hated it at the time. I'm not looking for anything, and I'm not getting into a relationship. Number one, I mean, I guess initially I was thinking, who the fuck says this, like, on a first date? But in the back of my head, I realized it really wasn't a bad thing, and it was the first time I was probably okay with that. I left out a ton of shit from between my teens and 20s, but it was pretty insignificant. It was a time of, I should call it like a relationship revolving door. I was always with somebody. I was like a serial monogamist. I was always with somebody. There was never a time that I wasn't in a relationship. But at that time, that's what I needed to feel complete, to feel whole as a person. God, I think about the person I was then and am now. There's just such a difference. But I felt like I was never, ever, ever enough. So maybe I was okay with him saying that because all the pressure was off. It was completely off. Or maybe, just maybe, it was because I knew that we were abso-fucking-lutely going to be together forever. And I will say, I knew it from the very beginning. Although we had a long, hard road to get into the I do's, I absolutely knew it. This is probably around that time too. When I met him, I went back to school. I made one of the best and worst decisions to get into the field of, drumroll, I can't do that, I'll just stop right now, but healthcare. I won't say what I do, but it's healthcare. We'll definitely talk about this a little bit more later and how it relates to my being able to talk about sex openly. But anyways, so Now, fast forward again, I have a little bit of experience under my belt in that field. I have definitely changed jobs a lot. That is just in my personality. I get super bored quick and I just move on. I do like that about myself, is I really have no fear. Well, I have lots of fear, but I'm able to overcome that. When I don't like something, I'm moving on. Life is way too fucking short. And I'm already in my late 30s, so I ain't got no time for that. I always, though, and still, like, I feel like something has always been missing. Something is always missing. I do like my job, but something's just not there. I have passion when I go to work, but I go home, and it's just like, I can't get it out of my head. Something's missing. So, bring us to this point in time. I'm kind of, sort of, deciding to go another route. Not that this is my career. I wish it was. I really wish it was. But I'm not that interesting. So, we'll see how it goes. But I started taking some webinars. Thank God. I mean, one thing that did come out of COVID is now we do have all these wonderful resources online that are streaming for us. Anything you want to learn about, you can take an online class about it. And trust me, because these things I'm learning about, anything you want to learn about. But I'm also debating whether I want to take my old ass back to school and further my education, possibly in psychology and human sexuality. For the past, I mean, it's obviously been longer than that, but the past few weeks I've just looked up so much information, and that might be the road that I want to go down. But my 30s have definitely brought me many gifts, and they have not been neatly wrapped with a pretty fucking bow. I have been able, though, to peel back each one of those wrapping paper layers and learn a little bit more about myself each and every year. When I first turned 30, I remember we were at a baseball game or something, and I just wanted to cry. I said, my life is over, I'm 30. Now I would tell myself, girl, your life is just fucking beginning. Because my 30s have actually, they've been wonderful. But I woke up one morning, well, many mornings, many, many mornings, and each morning I was able to accept something new about myself. I stopped lying, stopped suppressing, stopped hiding, and this podcast is one of the results. This is my soapbox. Well, I hate saying that. I don't want to sound preachy. It's basically like my diary of sorts. Anything goes. If you haven't figured it out, I'm not ashamed to talk about sex. I'm not afraid to have sex. God, no. I'm not afraid of my fantasies. I'm not afraid of dick. And I sure as hell am not afraid of pussy. More on that later. I am here to... Ooh, I had to stop for a second. I got goosebumps. Ooh, anyways. So I'm here to hopefully normalize sex talk, even if it is just for the few people who listen to this. Who knows? I don't care how you identify. Not that I don't care, but you know what I mean. I don't care how you identify, who you love, what your pronouns are, what color your skin is, what brand of tampons you fucking use. I don't care what kind of a car you drive. I really don't give a shit. I don't care if you like leather, if you like lace, if you're married, if you're single. I fucking love each and every one of you for listening, because it takes a person who at least has the desire to learn, or who wants to be more open themselves, to open a podcast of this nature. Because I'll tell you what, that's kind of how I got into this. There are just so much good information just from different people, and it's just so empowering to listen to, and I hope that this podcast will make you feel the same. I know this is just kind of an intro, but Just everybody, come as you are, and also come when you want, because this is a safe fucking space. But you have been warned, and probably a little too late. I have a mouth of a sailor, and I think for that reason I might not be a lot of people's cup of tea, but that's okay. Maybe I'm your cup of bourbon. You don't have to like me, you don't have to love me, but I still want to hear from each and every one of you. Your input definitely matters, and it will guide where this show goes. Guess what? We made it. We made it, guys. First episode is done. It's in the books. I am even more excited now for what's to come. And with on the topic of what's to come, I will say that I know every single subject has already been done. There's a podcast on everything. I listen to so many, and I'm so grateful for the ones that I do listen to. They've just opened my mind so freaking much. But I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm just trying to make the ride a little more comfortable, I guess you could say. So thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to my first episode. It's done. I'm so excited. Just remember, open your mind as wide as your legs. And my boudoir is always open. Until next time.